Hello,
yes! Welcome back, Telly Tuners! Oh my gosh, we're so excited to be back. We were just talking about this out there. Like, we're both really tired. We're like, I'm like so pumped. It's been so long. It's been over a month.
It's been so long. We've missed you all. We've missed all our loyal Telly Tuners.
Yes, man. Because we have some loyal Telly Tuners.
We have some loyal fans.
Shout out to
y'all.
Shout out to everybody who's listening right now.
It is weird to be here
at night.
In the eve.
Yeah. And there's, is it 991, the other radio station?
Yes.
There's other people. They're right behind us.
Yes.
And so I'm feeling a little nervous, like, mama, a girl behind you.
Mama, a girl behind us
right now.
Yeah, but welcome to our new showtime. Instead of waking up with us, you can wind down with us.
Yeah, hold on. Let me not say what I just said. Oops. Okay, but so today's show is The Office.
Yes.
This was a Chloe pick, right? You picked the show tonight, right?
I picked it, but I picked it because I wanted it to be like a show that we both liked.
Yeah.
Because I feel like for starting out, like, I wanted to be something we were both excited about. And we both really, really liked The Office.
Yes. My family is like, this is, we often had like shows just on. Mm-hmm. And it was Friends and The Office that were like always on.
That's so real.
And once you got sick of one, we would go on to the next. And so it's like, whoever's like in the living room, like, if we don't know what to turn on, it's like we just turn on the show that we're watching lately. So
that's so real.
Yes. I love that.
I had a really big Office phase in middle school. Kind of going into high school, I was just obsessed with it. And it was also like, I feel like everyone around me, like my friends, just like my parents, like I feel like everyone I knew was just like on an Office kick. Like, I don't know what it was. But so like I watched it like twice, not the full way through. Like, you know, I think I stopped the second time after Michael left.
I always stop right when Michael leaves. And then like I have no, it's like a, I don't know, like a distant vision of like what the rest of the seasons look like. Because,
yeah.
And I watched the last episode, of course, but after Michael leaves, I'm like, I don't know.
They're good, I think, but we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into that. For our first song, though, we have a Billie Eilish song, which
yes.
I actually discovered the song through my boyfriend. Shout out Joseph, because he promised he would listen, because he used to have work for our first show, so now he can actually listen to this. So, hi, Joseph. Hope you're having a good night. But so, it's My Strange Addiction by Billie Eilish.
Done that dance since my wife died.
There's a whole crowd of people out there who need to learn how to do the scarn.
Don't ask questions you don't wanna know. Learn my lesson. Way too long ago to be talking to you, but I don't know. Should've taken a break, not an Oxford comma. Take what I want when I wanna, and I want you. Bad news, one of us is gonna lose. I'm the powder, you're the fuse. Just add some friction. You are my strange addiction. You are my strange addiction. My doctors can't explain my symptoms or my pain. But you are my strange addiction.
I'm really, really sorry. I think I was just relieved to see that Michael Scarn got his confidence back.
Yeah, Michael, the movie's amazing.
It's like one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
Deadly fever, please don't ever break. Be my reliever, cause I don't self-medicate. And it burns like a gin and I like it. Put your lips on my skin and you might ignite it. Hurts, but I know how to hide it. Kinda like it. One of us is gonna lose. I'm the powder, you're the fuse. Just add some friction. You are my strange addiction. You are my strange addiction. My doctors can't explain my symptoms or my pain. But you are my strange addiction. Set myself on fire. Can't you tell I'm cracked? Can't you tell I'm wired? Tell me nothing lasts. Like I don't know. You could kiss my skin on my model.
You should enter it in festivals
or carnivals.
Thoughts?
pretty good reaction. Pretty cool. Right? Did you like it? Did you like that?
Which part?
That was My Strange Addiction by Billie Eilish.
Yeah, I picked that song because actually it's, well, if you guys probably heard, it features a lot of like clips from the show, from the episode Threat Level Midnight, which is the movie or screenplay that Michael wrote.
Yeah.
And they did a whole episode where they acted it out. But yes, Billie Eilish, she wrote that song. This is what Joseph told me. Maybe this is...
I can back you up because I know a little bit.
Okay, yes. So Joseph told me that... The My Strange Addiction was because she's like addicted to the show. Mm-hmm. And she like loves that show. So is that fact?
That is correct.
Okay, you heard it here first. Joseph was not wrong. But
we
okay,
don't
trust
yeah. Joseph,
should we go into a little bit of like what the show is?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so The Office, basically, I'm sure everyone has seen it, but you know, for those who haven't, go watch it.
Because what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? Like, you haven't watched The Office? Come on. That's what the show is all about, though, so us. Our show.
Yes.
Yeah. But, so The Office is a mockumentary style show, which is shot like a documentary, but it's fiction, of just these people who work in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and it's a paper supply company. And we meet Dunder Mifflin, yes. We meet Michael, who's the boss, and we meet Jim, Dwight, Phyllis, Stanley, who are salesmen, and salespeople, and then Pam, and then Angela, and then Oscar, Kevin,
Kelly.
Meredith, Kelly, yes, Kelly, Toby, and Ryan, and Creed. Yep, those are all in like the first episode at least,
because
then
true.
More people come in. But
yeah,
I love the style of the show, and like one of my like dreams as a as a film student, you know, is to make like a like mockumentary style show, but like with my friends, because I think like I just love the style of show. It's so hysterical to me.
I love mockumentaries.
They're so good.
I told you to watch Abbott Elementary. That's a mockumentary.
Yes, and I'm getting to that.
Okay, good.
I promise.
It's, yeah, but I really loved The Office. What character is your favorite character, and what character do you think you are?
Oh my gosh. I don't know who I was thinking about this. Chloe, we hung out yesterday, and I was like, okay, I want to ask, but I'm not going to ask. I'll ask on the show. I didn't even think about who my favorite character is. Well, the character that I think I most like, and maybe this is crazy, I feel like I am Jim. And hear me out.
I agree.
You do?
No, I see it.
100%,
okay. I 100% see
that it. That makes me happy, because I feel like I'm kind of often trying to find... He typically finds like the how he can like mess with people, how he can like make fun out of a situation that's like not too fun, and I feel like I often do that. And yeah, I don't know, I just saw myself as Jim a little bit.
That's
but,
so real.
Favorite character, I love Michael. I think he's hysterical. He makes me laugh so hard.
That's so real.
What about you? Who's your favorite, and who do you think you are?
I mean, I think I really do have just like a soft spot in my heart for Pam. Just like the sweet, like little art student who is just like such a lover girl. I love her.
She reminds me of my mom.
The character I think I am, like I don't think I am her now, but I think I will be her when I'm older, is Phyllis.
Okay.
Like I'm going to be her when I'm older, because I think she's so cute, but she's also funny because she'll be like sassy and she'll call people out and she'll say like low key
like the most like out of pocket things. I'm like, oh, Phyllis.
And one of my favorite episodes is the one where she like comes to the office and she's like talking about how much she loves the rain, and she's just like and everyone is like, Phyllis says these things every day when it rains. And so they're doing like a bingo, and they're like counting down each thing that she says. And the one thing she always says like when it rains is like, this rain makes me want to stay home and like curl up with a good book.
Ah, I love it.
But she never says it, and everyone's so mad because she didn't say it that day. And she said in her like interview, like confessional thing, she goes, well, normally, like I want to do her voice because she's just so sweet. She goes, well, normally the rain would make me want to stay at home and curl up with a good book, but everyone's been being so nice today.
I love that. She's so precious. Oh my gosh.
So, and then maybe Kelly.
Oh, that's so real. Okay, I totally, like, I like don't see that to the extent because she's kind of like goofy. Like, yeah. I mean, you are goofy, but she's like goofy in a way where I'm like, Kelly, what? You know? I love that.
I love her. I love how she's a girl's girl. Oh, no. I am so wrong. I literally had my answer earlier and I forgot who it was. Like my 100% answer. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm giving so many answers. But so this
who's
is,
your, do you remember who your 100% answer? Okay.
I forgot it though.
Who is it?
Aaron.
Yeah, I was like, really thinking right? Joe, like, oh my gosh, Aaron. I feel like I'm kind of Aaron sometimes. I love Aaron. Oh my gosh.
But she doesn't come on until the later seasons. She replaces Pam as a receptionist and she's this like ditzy, like really silly girl. I love her so much.
I was just thinking about this too because I'm like, I feel like, because then I was thinking about Andy and I was like, I think that my family would think that I'm Andy because like, well, actually, I feel like we were watching it recently and I was like, I think I'm Andy because like he like will just sing at any time. Mm-hmm. And I think I was with either Molly or Kaylee, one of my sisters. And I was like, oh, darn it. And they were like, yeah, you kind of are. I'm like, shoot, that's
so
horrible.
Funny.
But I think that they would say I'm Andy as well. But well, going back to Kelly.
Yes. I picked a Kelly song. So a lot of people, I get some of my inspiration from the internet, from TikTok. A lot of people will do edits of Kelly to like early 2000s, like party girl songs. Cause she can be wild. She's a bit of a party girl. And she has this relationship with this guy named Ryan who is horrible to her. Like so much, and she kind of like tries to get some revenge on Ryan. So this is my song kind of about Kelly going crazy. So this is Breaking Dishes by Rihanna.
I'm super cool.
That was Breaking Dishes by Rihanna. I think we might have accidentally played it like for too long earlier because Olivia guessed it. And I was like, how did you know that? But yeah, so
funny.
This next song that I picked was for Kelly because it's something that she sings in the show. They have like an office party and they often do office parties. And so I don't know which party it is, but there's a karaoke machine and Kelly sings this song to Ryan basically and he's really uncomfortable. So Kelly is like such a lover girl, but she's not like a lover girl like, oh, cutesy lover girl. She's obsessed. Like,
she's insane and I love her.
She like will lie and tell people that, like tell Ryan that she's pregnant, and she will tell people that she's gonna kill herself if Ryan doesn't date her, and it's like, oh my God, Kelly. But you're like rooting for her.
No, I'm always rooting for her.
Me too. But Ryan's also like, oh, horrible.
She's also, I wouldn't say she's in like the top four of like main characters. She is just kind of like a side character.
Yeah. What's the Mindy Kaling?
Mindy Kaling.
She is, that's who plays Kelly. And she's one of the writers of the show.
Yeah.
Along with BJ Novak, who is Ryan.
Ryan.
And yeah. So. Same with Toby. Toby is also.
Oh, I forget about.
Heard about like what that like they're like annex and stuff?
I think so.
So
refresh
like
me.
The annex people, which is Toby, Ryan, and Kelly, they're all like the writers.
Oh, okay.
So like if they needed to be like gone writing and stuff, they didn't. That's why it was like in a separate room. So then it's like, oh, they're not even there, you know? Which I thought was really interesting.
Makes so much sense.
But yeah, so Kelly is awesome. But so this next song is by Pat Benatar, We Belong.
Many times I tried to tell you, many times I cried alone. Boys, I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone.
So yes, that was We Belong, because Kelly sings that song to Ryan, and it's a really uncomfortable moment, but I think it's so funny. Least favorite character?
Probably either Toby or Ryan.
Okay, that's the thing. When I first watched the show, I felt so bad for Toby. So if you haven't seen the show, Michael hates Toby, like everything mm-hmm. that he does. And oh, okay, never mind. I'm changing it. We're gonna do a different song okay, next. We're after our all, route. Sorry, I had an idea on air, but now, like watching it more and more, I'm kind of like, yeah, Toby, what? Shut up! Like, I find myself hating him more and more.
I think the reason I hate him is because so Toby is the HR guy, and Michael hates him because Michael wants to have like a fun office, not a normal office. Michael will also say and do offensive things or things that cross boundaries, yes. which is kind of like the point of the show. Like, Michael is, I would say, the main character. His whole thing is that he wants to be the fun boss, but he makes a lot of people uncomfortable. I think towards the end of the show, he actually does become the fun boss mm-hmm. when he stops trying
yeah.
as much. Or I think it's also the characters find a way to have fun by, like, kind of making fun of him.
Yeah.
But to go to Toby, like, Michael hates him because he's the HR guy, but I dislike him because he's really creepy towards Pam, because he has a crush on Pam.
The one scene where he, like, puts his hand on her leg is just so uncomfortable.
Yeah, he, like, rubs her, like, knee, and then everyone, like, realizes it, and it's like,
Because it's like, wow... Jim and Pam are, like, dating.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, so uncomfortable because, like, Toby's sitting on one side of Pam and Jim is sitting on the other. And, like, they're, like, laughing and then he touches her leg and it's just, like, ugh, it's so uncomfortable. It's so uncomfortable. It's so uncomfortable.
Okay,
oh, my
gosh. Wait. Before we get to your favorite character, I have to, like...
Oh, we already said my favorite character.
Or your least favorite
character. Oh, least... Yeah, right.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you know the theory about the Scranton Strangler?
That they think it's Toby?
That it's Toby. Do you think it's Toby?
No, because he was on the jury.
But did he just tell them that he was on the jury, or did he actually have to go to court?
But, like, wouldn't it have been public knowledge? Also, wouldn't he have had to be, like, wouldn't they have to inform his boss?
That is true. I don't think he actually was in the court.
I did see that, because I was like, well, what? What? Like,
I
had a hard time with that theory.
I can believe it. I don't think I've looked into it enough, but I can kind of believe it. Like, I can kind of see it.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, I know, yeah.
Megan, when she doesn't agree.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
But my least favorite character is probably the same, Toby or Ryan. I hate when Ryan comes back and he's like the boss or whatever. He makes me so mad because then he comes back and he's like, how's my favorite branch? Oh, ew. My God. When makes he, like, me so
when
mad.
When he, like, grows his beard and he comes back and he thinks he's just...
And when he bleaches his hair.
Pardon my French. He thinks he's hot shit.
He's not! But I did think he was, like, cute in, like, the first few seasons, but then when he just becomes such a weirdo.
Oh, my God. My favorite part is when he meets this one lady who, like, works for, like, another branch or something, and he, like, introduces himself to her, and she's like, it was nice to meet you, Brian. And he was like, it's Ryan. And then in the confessionals, he goes, bitch.
And he, like, it's so funny. That is a good one.
Because that's me when people get my name wrong. Like, if you...
Who's getting your name wrong?
I feel like some people will, like, confuse it with Zoe.
Oh. I was like, oh, my goodness. That's
or they'll just, like, call me the wrong name. And
like, Cleo or something.
Yeah. Like,
oh,
I don't know.
That's frustrating.
Not that it happens a lot, but, like...
But, like, yeah, yeah. Because, like, who's really confusing Ryan that much? I don't know, Ryan.
No, I had one of my professors called me Claire in one of my classes. And I said,
me?
I had a Ryan reaction to it.
That's fair. Bitch. That's true. But so this song I picked for Toby, because this song is, there's a parody that's sang in the show, and my mom just texted me this, actually, but this is Goodbye Stranger by Supertramp.
It was early morning yesterday, I was up before the dawn, stay, but I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne, I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. you say is the undisputed truth. But I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just a thought of those sweet ladies as they shiver through my veins.
But if you've seen the show, you know that that is this, like, instead of goodbye stranger, it's goodbye Toby. Goodbye. It's when Toby's supposed to either like transfer somewhere or something, and it's a cute moment. It's not a cute moment, but like Jim, like, you think he's gonna propose at that time or whatever, but then like he kind of gets like upstage because Andy proposes and Jim's Michael singing that horrible song about how Toby's leaving.
That's so funny. Yeah. That's so sad.
It's a good one.
Yeah. By the way, if you are just tuning in, this is Teletoons with Megan Clough on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio.
Yeah, it's true.
And this is our office episode, if you haven't caught on to that. This song I did kind of just because it's the era. So the show came out in 2005. This is kind of like an early 2000s song. But also kind of because there's a character in the show, Michael Scott, who I feel like I can just picture like loving this song.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a little tie because he did date Pam Beasley's mother. And it was a really awkward, like, funny point in the show. But
it's so uncomfortable.
I feel like this is just, like, a silly... Like, sometimes this song will be on, like, alternative, like, 2000s playlist. But I feel like this is kind of, like, a silly, fun 2000 song. So this,
yeah,
is,
this is a fun one.
Stacey's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. That was Stacey's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. I never, like, fully processed that was their band name, Fountains of Wayne. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. I actually didn't know who... Oh, let me speak in my mic. I actually didn't know who like wrote that song until I was like looking it up for this. Yeah. I was like, oh.
Shout out Booze Cruise, because I heard them perform the song at the Bluebird a couple weeks ago.
And you know what?
And it was fire.
The Booze Cruise is from The Office.
What?
Do you remember that episode? The Booze Cruise?
Oh my gosh.
That's a full circle moment.
I remember what you're talking about. Yeah. The Booze Cruise, and like it's like in season one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Wait. That reminds me of such. I have like. It's actually scary that I have like parts of the show like kind of memorized. Like,
same.
I can like. But the part where. There's this one guy, not fully memorized, because I, like, don't remember this one guy.
Episode one.
But there's this one guy, like, on the cruise, like, talking about, like, who is most important to save in the office. Like, which, like,
I think it's
the
captain
member.
That says that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And, just watched that episode.
And then Jim to the camera at the end of the episode, he's like, you know what? I'd save the receptionist. And I've seen so many people make that, like, such a romantic thing. Like, he'd save the receptionist.
That's perfect that came up, because this next song I have dedicated to Jim and Pam. But so Jim and Pam, they're kind of, we were just talking about this, they're like a will they, won't they situation through the whole thing. Maybe not the whole thing, up until, like, season three. But they're, like, best friends. And you can kind of tell that they like each other, but Pam's engaged. And so she can't like him, but... they laugh together, they play together, they're just, like, each other's best friends. And, but then when, like, Roy and Pam break up, then Jim's gone and he's dating someone else. So then when he comes back, he's still dating her. And then it's like, okay, and then then Jim breaks up with Karen. And then it's like, oh, are they going to? And then they do. It's wonderful, really. But... this next song that I have picked, it is by Gilbert O'Sullivan. I posted it on my Instagram, so those of you who commented on the song, you're going to hear it again. But it's Alone Again, in parentheses, Naturally.
When a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sound, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. And climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people saying, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go. I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to who wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in his mercy. If he really does exist, why did he desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended. Never wishing to hide the tears. At 65 years old, address to someone. Couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. When she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again. Naturally,
that was Alone Again, Naturally by, oh my gosh, Gilbert O'Sullivan. I was like, I just forgot it. What the heck?
That was a good song. I liked it.
It was a good, I liked that one
that
so much.
Sweet.
I found that from Joseph. I gotta stop.
Wow.
Like saying where I'm getting all these songs because half of them are from
You're
my boyfriend.
A cheater. You don't do your homework.
I do my homework. I have done my homework since I was a child. I've been watching these shows over and over and over again.
I'm kidding.
I know, I'm just, but I was like, watching it 9 times? Is that not enough?
No, I'm kidding. I was actually saying how sometimes I cheat a little bit because I will, like, we're both saying we'll find these from, like, TikTok a lot.
Yes, I love. Well, because I'm like, I feel like that's what's, like, relatable to me, and that's what's, like, in my head mm-hmm. when I'm, like, watching the show or, like, thinking about the show.
Also, wait, I want to expose you right now. Megan is such an iPad baby. She's playing a little like hamster game while we're doing this.
Don't tell them that. Oh my gosh.
It's okay because I'm also an iPad baby and we're both like playing. I'm playing like a game on my phone.
All my friends at home are like, you are so ridiculous for this game because I've been playing this like this damn game since the day I got this. But I know that Joseph and Gabby are going to have something to say about me, about the fact that I'm playing this while I'm on air. But
that's so funny.
Yes, I do have to like not. I gotta focus. Sorry, but I just have to get these coins.
No,
really
no,
fast.
Get your hamsters, girly. It's okay.
Thank you. But yeah. So I do my homework in a way where I'm like, okay, what songs remind me of people? This is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Let's share how we like gather our songs and stuff.
Yeah, I think I do like what songs remind me of people. I think like especially like if we're doing a show from a certain era. I'll like go into like my Spotify mixes, like so like for this one I looked up like my like early 2000s, like because Spotify will make you like these like playlists, so I like looked up like Spotify's early 2000s playlist for me and I was like, okay, like this one, like or this one, and then I'll also just like go through my like songs or like
that's what
old playlist or like genres and like find stuff that I think fits. But then, you know, sometimes I'll do a little research and maybe steal someone else's idea.
I like what I do is I text like my friends who I'm like, especially with Stranger Things, I'm not too like tied to that show, but mm-hmm. my friends are, and I was like, guys, okay, it's time to lock in. And for this one too, like I love The Office and my whole family loves it, but my sisters they love The Office, and so I texted them. I was like, guys, all right, lock in, give me these songs, like what are the ones that like, because mm-hmm. we'll be like out in public, they're like, oh, this is from The Office. I'm like, how do you remember that? So I do cheat. That's I do so get good. It from others, but I'm also like, I don't know, I feel like it's cheerful to hear the songs that, like, other people suggest.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so this next song is a Chloe pick.
Yes. This song is my gym song, since we were talking about Jim and Pam. I picked this because I think Jim is secretly, like, a little indie music boy. I mean, there's, like, this one scene. This isn't the song that they're playing in the scene, but there's this one scene where he, like, gives Pam, like, an earbud. And he's like, do you want to listen to music on, like, my iPod shuffle?
I love it! And that, oh my god, that gives, like,
yeah.
the scene, yeah.
Like, I feel like he's always, like, he always has his little earbud. I feel like he's always playing, like, little music, so.
That gives the 500 Days of Summer, too, like, when they're, like, listening to music. That's what I was thinking when you said that.
Oh my gosh, I love the Smiths.
I
love the Smiths.
I said. Giving it, like, a whole different kind of weight.
But this song also has a line that I think is so Jim. And when you hear the song, you'll hear the line, and you'll be like, oh, yeah. This is Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now by the Smiths.
Happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job.
job, and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now in my life. Why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I day, Caligula would have blushed. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, why do I smile at people who I'd much rather kick in the
was Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now by The Smiths. If you didn't catch the line, there's one famous line in this song where it says, I was looking for a job and then I found a job. Heaven knows I'm miserable now. And I think that's Jim because it's kind of like a funny thing where he like just does not like his job. He's like very bored.
But then he goes on to do like his dream.
He goes on to do his dream.
What is it? It's something about basketball.
He founds like a sports like stats like company.
Okay.
I don't know. I watched it when I was in middle school.
Yeah. I never understand when they're talking about business stuff. I'm like,
I feel like if I watched it now, I would understand.
Okay, sorry. oh my gosh. I thought I lost all my progress. Okay.
She's playing Cats and Soup now.
I have like all my screens open right now. This is so bad for my like brain. Whatever. Tomorrow I'll go no screens. Sorry. But this song that I picked is for Michael. Because when I saw that Chloe added Breaking Dishes, I was like, okay, that's her Michael song. Because he's like so like, you know.
Girly pop.
He's that girl. Yeah. So I added this song. It's called By You by Carrie Hilson.
One for the paper, two for the money.
My girl's getting money.
Oh, we gonna get so high, baby. Hey.
You see, this is what I like to call buy you music. Because you better buy you a car. You better buy you a phone. And you better buy you somewhere to stay. Or I'm gonna walk right by you.
As hard as I
Plus a college degree, climbing up the ladder at that full-time job. Tell me how the hell you end up with a full-time slob. I mean, you've been a ride or die for 'em. Paid for the dinner and the movie and the popcorn. How you figure it's gon' last? He just sit up on his ass and play that damn Xbox that you cop for 'em.
Cop for 'em.
Buy you, how much to try you? Ain't saying you for sale, but baby, let's be for real. Buy you, that I could buy you. These dudes all the same, either they can or ride you. Stringing you along, allow me to untie you. Vitamin D supply you, let them little boys walk by you. They frontin' cause they broke, but the numbers don't lie. If they swear they so fly, tell me why they never fly you.
One for the paper, two for the money. Brand new bags, new shoes, yeah, I want it. All my girls, fly girls, getting money. All my girls, fly girls, getting money. One for the paper, two for the money. Nails did, hair did, yep, yep, I want it. One for the paper, two for the money. All my girls, fly girls, getting money. Get your own.
That was Bayou by Carrie Hilson. I just feel like I can just see Michael being like, that is like his jam, like him pulling up to the office in that or whatever. Like amazing. When he pulls up with like the Britney song,
yes.
Like that's kind of what I, yeah, that's what I envision for that.
He's a big girl.
This next song is a Chloe pick.
Yes. So this is my Pam song. I'm going to actually probably pronounce this artist name wrong because I've heard that there's some... I've been told I pronounce it wrong, so I'm probably going to do it wrong. But this is my... this is my Pam song.
I'm excited to see how you pronounce it. Sorry.
What?
I'm excited to see how you pronounce
it. No, wait.
It. I'm so curious. Go on.
Pam is in this toxic relationship with this guy, Roy. Roy? Yeah. In the beginning of the series, and then she gets with Pam. And I think...
She gets with Jim.
She is bad. I'm tired. She gets with Jim. And I think Jim is a real man. I think Roy is not. So this is me. Also, this artist kind of reminds me of her because she's like soft and so girly and kind of reminds me of her. So this is Real Man by Beba Dobie.
Why don't you just pull in mother, my simple lover. I'm not going for no other. I told my mother what you did, like a kid.
just a fleeting romance. I guess no one ever taught you how to be a real man. Would you hold it down and take it if I gave you a chance? Need the reassurance, baby, not a silly romance. Guess I used to be a disappointed falling too fast. If you wanna go and get it, and I hope you last. If you wanna go and get it, and I hope you last. Would you hold it down and take it if I gave you a chance? Need the reassurance, baby, not a silly romance. Guess I used to be a disappointed falling too fast. If you wanna go and get it, and I hope you last. If you wanna go and get it, and I hope you last. Would you hold it down and take it if I gave you a chance? Need the reassurance, baby, not a silly romance. Guess I used to be a disappointed falling too fast.
That was Real Man by Biba Dobie.
We don't know.
Tell us on Instagram.
Yeah, comment down below. Smash that like button. Subscribe.
Subscribe.
But like,
follow, subscribe.
I do love that song. It's just such a cute song. Yeah. We do have to get out of here though, because there might be another show right after this. If so, yes, stay tuned. You can listen to more B-Side Internet Radio.
Beautiful.
But we're so happy to be back with Teletoons with Megan Chloe on B-Side Internet Radio. Whatever, I mess it up. Shoot.
No,
shoot. Yeah, it was okay. We both are talking.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a blast.
We missed y'all Teletuners. Tune in next week. Are we doing the one? For our Bridgerton episode.
Yes! Bridgerton! Yes, next week. Don't forget, it is Thursday nights now, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. All right.
Have a good evening.